说起来是一个负面的例子。
And it is a negative example.
但是却有很重要的教训。
But there are many important teachings.
在开始之前，我们先来思考一下。
And so before we begin, let us ponder upon.
什么叫做轻忽？
What it means to
忽略、忽视、
to deny, negligence, to neglect,
也就是不重视一件事。
To not show reverence for something,
不用心分辨其中的差异。
And to not in great detail discern what the differences are,
以至于忽略了部分或全部的事实。
And to overlook a certain part, major part, or the truth.
与轻忽相反的态度
，and so it is a negligent, not paying attention attitude.
就是用心
so it is to use your heart wholeheartedly.
很谨慎
，and to so the opposite would also be to be very vigilant.
如果我们常常用差不多或好像可以的态度
，or if we have the attitude of oh approximately or it's about the same.
来处理面对我们生命当中的事
to discern between the things that we face in this world
那么就很容易产生轻忽的结果
then we will often have the result of negligence
我们先来看新约圣经一节经文
and so let's look at some verses in the Old Testament
我们请看约翰福音十二章五十节
or rather New Testament, John chapter 12 verse 50
五十节
Verse 50.
我也知道他的命令就是永生故此我所讲的话正是照着父对我所说的 Amen
And I know that his command is everlasting life Therefore whatever I speak Just as the Father has told me So I speak
这是主耶稣自己说的
And so these are the words spoken by Lord Jesus Christ
主耶稣说神的命令就是永生
And so Jesus says that God's commands are everlasting life
这是什么意思呢 有人有不一样的看法
It means that people have different perspectives.
我发觉有人说啊，是神命令人类要得永生。
And some people will say that God commands that mankind have everlasting life.
这样讲可能就有问题了。
So there seems to be a problem with this.
因为照理来说，神的命令是一定会被执行的。
Because by definition, God's command must be fulfilled.
如果神命令人得永生
If God commands someone to have everlasting life,
今天有那么多人没办法得永生，那表示神无能啊。
And so, if there's so many people who have not received everlasting life, then God is wrong.
所以这一句话更正确的解释是什么
？And so, what is a more accurate description understanding of this verse?
是人遵守了神所有的命令，就是永生。
And so when man fulfills all the commands of God, then he has everlasting life.
不是神命令我们得永生就不一样呢
And this is different that God commands everyone have everlasting life.
主耶稣自己强调神话语的重要性
And so Jesus himself emphasizes on the importance of God's words.
主耶稣如何表示他对这件事情的重视呢
If Jesus emphasizes the importance of God's word,
他自己讲的话
The words that he speaks himself.
他说我所讲的话正是照着父对我所说的。
Whatever I speak is as the Father has told me.
换句话说
In other words.
也就是忠实传达没有更改。
And it is the faithfully proclaim without any alteration.
这跟我们接下来看这个例子有很大的关系啊。
And so this has great relationship with the example we are to study.
我们先一起来翻开旧约圣经列王记上十三章一到六节。
And so if we turn to 1 Kings chapter 13 verses 1 through 6.
我们先把一到六节念过一次，麻烦你。
So 1 Kings chapter 13 verse 1. And behold, a man of God went from Judah to Bethel by the word of the Lord, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. Verse 2. Then he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus says the Lord, behold, a child, Josiah by name, shall be born to the house of David, and on you he shall sacrifice the priests of the high places who burn incense on you.And men's bones shall be burned on you. 3. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, This is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Surely the altar shall split apart, and the ashes on it shall be poured out. 4. So it came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God who cried out against the altar in Bethel, that he stretched out his hand from the altar, saying, "Arrest him." Then his hand, which he stretched out toward him, withered so that he could not pull it back to himself. 5. The altar also was split apart, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. 6. Then the Lord answered and said to the man of God, "Please entreat the favor of the Lord your God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored to me." So the man of God entreated the Lord, and the king's hand was restored to him, and became as before.
Amen. 我们看到这个事迹的一开始。
And so we see the beginning of a miracle.
有一个被称为神人的人。
Then there is a description of a man as the man of God.
他其实就是这一段故事的主角。
And he is the main character of this entire story.
为什么被叫做神人呢?
And why is he described as the man of God?
第一节说他是奉主的命令来行动的。
And so it says that he went by the word of the Lord.
表示他是被神所选。
It means that he was chosen by God.
接下来我们看到他忠心宣告了神的话。
And we see that he faithfully proclaimed the word of God.
后来神又借着他行出神迹奇事。
And then through him, God performed miracles and signs.
第二节我们看到这个神人把从神所领受的话很勇敢地宣讲出来。
And so in verse 2, he cried out the words of the Lord very courageously.
第三节我们看到这个神人他设了一个预兆。
And so, verse 3, we see that he gave a sign.
这个预兆不是神人自己照着自己的心意讲的。
And so, the sign that this man of God gave was not from his own will.
第三节的经文告诉我们，这也是神先告诉了神人要这么做的。
And so, verse 3, it says that this is a sign which the Lord has spoken to this man of God to do.
接下来四到六节。
And then afterwards, verses 4 to 6.
我们看到这个主角，因为他对神的话语有信心。
And because this main character has such faith in God's words,
他行出了一般人眼中所谓的神迹奇事。
He performed what others would consider as a miracle or a sign.
所以四到六节在告诉我们什么?
And so what are verses 4 to 6 telling us?
主要在讲神的话因着人的信。
That man's word is according to God's word is according to man's faith.
一个不可思议的过程就这样产生了。
And then something that was impossible appeared.
一到六节有一个主题。
And so verses 1 through 6 has a main topic.
我们把这六节总结起来，并不是在诉说这个神人有多么伟大。
And so when we summarize these verses, it is not to proclaim how mighty this man of God is.
这六节的重点在告诉我们一个神话语领受者从一开始的忠心跟信心所产生出来的结果。
And so it is to tell us that someone who receives the word of God faithfully and according to the will of God, he will perform a miracle by the abidance of God.
圣经引领我们这些门徒一个很重要的重点是什么?
And so what is the important part that God commands man?
就是信心。
It is that man have faith.
我们请来看新约圣经马太福音21章21节。
If we look at Matthew chapter 21 verse 21.
21节。
Verse 21.
耶稣回答说，我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心不疑惑，不但能行无花果树上所行的事，就是对这座山说，你挪开此地投在海里也必成就。22节
22.
你们祷告无论求什么，只要信就必得着。
Verse 21, so Jesus answered and said to them, Assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. 22, and whatever things you ask in prayer, believing you will receive.
所以这里强调主耶稣告诉我们信心的重要。
And so here Jesus emphasizes the importance of faith.
我们大家都知道要有信心。
Everyone knows that they need faith.
但是我们要更精确地了解神希望我们要有什么样的信心。
But we have to take a step closer to see what kind of faith God desires us to have.
我们来看另外一个经节就可以知道什么样的信心。
And so if we look at another verse to see what kind of faith.
我们请看希伯来书三章十四节。
We look at Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14.
三章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。Amen.
For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
神教导我们。
And so God teaches us.
我们人对神的话有信心，就能行出不可思议的事。
And if we have faith in God, then we can perform unimaginable miracles.
但是这个信心更精确的是描述它。
And then these miracles depict this.
圣经强调的是起初确实的信心。
And then the Bible describes this as the beginning of our confidence.
为什么不光谈信心，还要谈到起初确实的呢？
And so why is it not just a confidence, but it's beginning of our confidence steadfast?
因为起初的信心，起初的信心确实都是最单纯的，最正确的。
Because the beginning of our faith is the most pure, it's the most innocent.
就好像小弟想到我大概约20年前信主啊。
And so when I think of myself, 20 years ago I came to believe.
我想一想，有时候我当传道之后的信心啊，还不如我一开始信主那时候的信心啊，说实在的。
I think of myself as my faith as a preacher cannot actually compare to when I the faith I had when I first believed.
我那时候刚领受了神的恩典，到教会来查考道理。
And when I first received the grace of God and I came to the church to study the truth.
我听到领会者每讲一堂聚会。
And every time I heard a sermon from the preacher,
我圣经甚至没有读过一次。
And even though I had not yet read the Bible through, the
但是我看到里面神所讲的每一句话，我都200%相信。
And so every word I read in the Bible, I believed in 200%.
所以那个时候我心里是充满喜乐盼望的。
And so in my heart there was joy and there was hope.
我知道基督徒一生不会不遇到困难。
I knew that a Christian's life would encounter difficulties inevitably.
但是当我一开始领受了神的话语，我很不怕这些困难。
But when I first received the word of God, I was not afraid of difficulties.
我相信那些困难不管有多大，神一定帮助我。
And I knew that no matter how great the difficulty was, God would definitely help me.
可是你们知道吗？信主过了5年、10年、20年之后呢？
But you know, after believing 5 years, 10 years, 20 years,
每次听到了领会者讲的一句经节，我要想好多。
Every time the sermonizer mentions a verse, I think of many other things.
每次看到神在圣经里面的一句话，我要试图去解释好多啊。
And every time someone references a Bible verse, I think of many other explanations.
为什么呢？
Why?
我再讲一个例子，大家想想看会不会这样子。
And I'll mention another example.
有时候小弟会接到电话来问，因为小弟是传道嘛，会问我一些圣经的问题。
Sometimes I receive phone calls asking me to explain some Bible verses.
或者是信仰跟生活上的问题。
Or some practical life questions.
你知道吗？我一开始当传道的时候啊，傻傻的，我马上就回答了。
When I first became a preacher, I naively responded very quickly.
我们灵恩会嘛，要讲深入一点嘛，我讲实话啊。我现在不会马上回答，我变得比较滑头。
Now I've become a little bit more craft,
比较灵巧啦， okay. 比较好的形容词。
More experience. So now I take my time in responding.
Be smarter 嘛，对不对哈？
You gotta be smarter.
我现在他问我一个问题，我要先要问一个问题。请问你有问过其他传道长老执事吗？我要先这样问哦。
So my immediate
你要办快一点，时间不够啊。
Okay. So you have to. So when I ask me a question, I will say, "Have you asked other ministers?"
哎。我得到答案是通常都问过了。
And they will usually say yes, I've asked before.
哎呀，他很诚实。然后我会问说，请问我是排第几个？
And so I'll ask, what number minister am I?
我发觉我的顺位大概都是第三跟第四。
Usually I place third or fourth.
你们猜我接下来会怎么回答？
And so how do I respond afterwards?
我先问，我问大家，为什么他已经问过两三个、三四个，还来问我？你们知道为什么吗
？And so I'll ask, why is that you ask two other people and yet you still come to me?
你们一定这都知道为什么。
And I believe you already know why.
因为你们信很久了。
Because many of you are long-time believers.
你知道吗？我要是初信者的话，我才不会问第二个啊。
If I were a new believer, I would not even ask a second.
我今天遇到侯传道，我一问他，侯传道告诉我 ，Yes, Amen, Amen, God bless you， 就这样子啊，对不对
？If I saw, I had a question, I would ask Pastor Ho, and then I would say, okay, whatever, I would accept whatever answer he gave me.
为什么今天我有个问题，我问一个不够，要问第二个、第三个、第四个呢？为什么
？Why is it that I have a question, I ask a first one, a second one, and a third one?
因为前面那些人讲的答案不能满足我心中的需要，不符合我的答案， 这样你们知道了吗?
Because the answers from the first two or three did not satisfy my curiosity, it did not meet my expectations.
所以我现在很 smarter 啊, like a snake.
And now I am as a smart as a snake.
我现在都回答说, 啊, 我的答案跟前面几个一样。
I will say that my answers are the same as the previous ones.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我们不单纯啊。
Because we are no longer innocent.
我们有这么多生活的经验
And we have so much life experience.
我们听到这么多的事情
We have heard so many other things.
我们不再那么单纯相信神告诉我这样子就是这样子有太多的经验让我产生问号
We have lost that naivete that we just simply accept God's word as it is and but now we have so many other questions.
我们要想一想啊
And so we have to think about.
所以为什么希伯来书告诉我们要起初确实的信心?
And so why does Hebrews say that we need the beginning confidence?
如果我们把自己的生活经验跟听到的经历也解释进经文的话
If we take the experience that we have in our life and use it to explain the Bible verses.
想要凭着人的意思再去诠释跟修改某些神的文字。
To take a man's will and understanding to alter the word of God.
我们很难再去体验到我们原来生活经验里面从来没有体验到的那部分。大家能够理解吗?
Then we will experience the, another kind of experience.
因为我们在面对神的话语的时候我们更相信我们的经验就是这样子而已啊。
Because then we will only believe even more of our own experience and this is the way it is.
我告诉大家你会很不容易再经历神迹。
Yeah, then I tell you, it will be much more difficult for you to experience a miracle.
我们继续再看下去我们这个故事，跟我们有什么关系？
And so let's continue studying the story and what it's related, how it relates to us.
我们请看列王记上十三章七到九节。
And so if we turn back to 1 Kings chapter 13, verses 7 to 9. Verse 7. Then the king said to the man of God, come home with me and refresh yourself and I will give you a reward. Verse 8.But the man of God said to the king, If you were to give me half your house, I would not go in with you, nor would I eat bread nor drink water in this place. 9. For so it was commanded me by the word of the Lord, saying, You shall not eat bread nor drink water, nor return by the same way you came.
好我们这节在看什么看耶罗波安王的态度。
And so here we see the attitude of Jeroboam.
大家有没有发现这个王前面的态度跟这里的态度不一样了
Have you noticed there's a difference in King Jeroboam's attitude before and after?
他前面是站在反对者的立场。
And so, before he had been the opposer.
但是他见到这个先知，这个神人的话语跟能力。
And then when he encountered the man of God and his abilities.
他暂时就屈服了。
And so he stand down.
我们发觉耶罗伯安王的态度转而变成巴结跟示好。
And so, his
就是想要跟这个神人好啊。
And so, his attitude changed that he tried to be nicer to this man of God.
大家看到他想请先知吃饭。
And so he invited the man of God to go home with him.
他甚至有意要给他赏赐。
And he wanted to give him a reward.
我们现在再看看这位神人跟先知。
And so here, if we look at the man of God,
他依然持守神的命令，对不对？
He was holding on to the word of God.
问他为什么持守神的命令，他的理由很简单啊，想都不想。
Why would he hold on to the commandment of God? He doesn't even think about it.
因为这是神的吩咐，就只有这样子，不问为什么。
Because this is the command of God, and so there is no other.
好，请我们继续想下去。
And so let us think more.
我们华人有一句谚语这样说。
And so there's a saying that goes.
说从山上来的贼啊，很容易躲开。
And so the thief from the mountain can escape very easily.
但是从家里面来的贼啊，很难防备。
But it's hard to secure against the thief within your own home.
等一下，小弟在解释这个谚语哈，我不是说这里面有贼啊，我是再解释一下。
I'm not saying there's a thief, but I will explain further.
为什么先知这么简单、这么单纯的都拒绝了这耶罗波安王呢
？And so why is it it was so easy for the man of God to decline King Jeroboam's offer？
因为先知在来之前就知道他做工的对象就是这个王啊。
Because this prophet came in knowing that the target of his prophecy was towards the king。
他在来之前，他心里面就已经认定这个王 是一个信仰跟价值观都跟他不一样的人。
Because he came into the story knowing that this king had a value system and a faith that was different from his own.
也就是在这个神人的心中早就已经立起了一道无形的高墙。
And so he has already built up a wall against the king.
所以对这个王的威胁也好，利诱也好，
And so, regardless of how the king opposed him or treat him well,
从某个角度来说，很容易应付的。
It's easy to protect and stand against it.
所以我们看到这个先知的反应很快。
And so we see the prophet's response is very quick.
但是这时候你们又想呢？那如果这一个王好像是外面来的山上来的贼一样？
And so, if you think about it, if the king is like the thief from the mountain,
那谁是让这个先知失去警醒跟防备的呢？
Who would let the guard down of the prophet?
好，我们现在继续看十节到十七节的经文。
And so, if we look at verses 10 through 17, verse 10, so he went another way and did not return by the way he came to Bethel. Verse 11, now an old prophet dwelt in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel.And they also told their father the words which he had spoken to the king. 12. And their father said to them, which way did he go? For his sons had seen which way the man of God who went came from Judah. 13. Then he said to his sons, saddle the donkey for me. So they saddled the donkey for him, and he rode on it. 14. And went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak. Then he said to him, are you the man of God who came from Judah? And he said, I am. 15.Then he said to him, come home with me and eat bread. 16. And he said, I cannot return with you, nor go in with you. Neither can I eat bread nor drink water with you in this place. 17. For I have been told by the word of the Lord, you shall not eat bread nor drink water there, nor return by going the way you came.
Amen. 我们看到这里，请大家想一想哦。我们先把这个第三个出现的人，老先知。
And so, if we look at the third person to appear in the story, the old prophet,
拿来跟耶罗波安王做个比较。
If we compare the old prophet to King Jeroboam,
我们先想这个王。
And if we look at the king,
我们刚才提到他的态度转变了。
We see that his attitude changed.
好像对这个神人的态度比较好。
And so, he treated the prophet, the son of man, son of God, the man of God well.
我们发现王的好。他的姿态还是高高在上的，你们读得出来吗？
And so, no matter how well he treated him, his status was much higher and loftier than the man of God.
你看哦，王又没有称这个，他都说你没有说先知跟神人哦，你。
So he keeps referring to the prophet as you, not as the man of God or prophet.
所以他虽然态度变好了，他还是高高在上的态度。
And so even though the king treated him well, he's still as lofty and in a higher position.
好，我们看十一节之后，这个老先知在他的做的事跟说的话。
And so if we look at verse 11, the actions and the deeds of the prophet, the old prophet.
我问大家。这个老先知的老是相对于谁来说的？
And so if we say that this old prophet is old with respect to who?
当然是前面那个神人跟先知啊，对不对？
Of course, this is with respect to the man of God.
这个老有两种意义。
And so this old has two meanings.
一种是他的年纪真的比前面那个神人要多。
And yes, the first is that he is much older than the man of God.
第二种啊，有可能他服侍神的经历远远超过前面这个神人，就是我们的资深前辈这样子啦，哈。
And so the second is that he is much more experienced than the man of God.
大家想一想这个画面，这个老先知在还没有见到这个神人之前，他从儿子们听到了他的故事。
And so if we think about it, this old prophet, even before he heard of the man of God, he heard the story from his own sons.
他不是在这个神人的面前哦。
He is not in front of the man of God.
他是在这个神人的背后对自己的儿孙就尊称他为神人，大家有没有看见？
And so we see that even behind the back of the man of God, he calls him as the man of God to his son.
大家想一想。And so、他的心里是不是真的尊重这一个人
Did he truly respect this man of God?
诶，你要把他想成是跟我们一样性情的。
And so we have to think likewise as him.
我告诉你，你可以表面尊敬这个人，在自己家人可能骂得很难听啊。
Maybe by mouth, superficially you respect them, but behind their backs, maybe you rebuke them.
我讲一般的人啊，哈。
I'm just saying most people.
你跟我这个传道握握手，回去就跟你太太在骂我了，我不知道啊。
Maybe you shake hands with me, but you go home and you criticize me at home.
他是连见都还没见到，就跟自己的晚辈们尊称他为神人，他是心里真的尊重哦。
And so, he had not even met the man of God, and yet behind in his own home with his sons, he called him the man of God.
我们要提三个线索，现在来讲第二个线索。
And so now the second. second part.
他是长辈，又可能是前辈。
And so he is older and he is the predecessor.
哦，各位，比如说，如果小弟今天到机场啦。
And so if I go to the airport.
哦，我比起侯传道来讲，侯传道算前辈，他年纪也比我长。
Pastor Ho is more senior than I am.
所以教会里面有这么多年轻的负责人也好，可能就安排他们去接机。我用接机比较容易想象了哈。
And so if the young council member send someone to pick me up,
这个是很自然、很合理的安排。
This is a very natural and this is the right way to arrange.
结果明明有一堆年轻人跟职务人员可以去接，哎，比如说教会某一个长老啊。
And so if the young council members have the ability to go pick up,
明明可以叫别人去接的，他不要，他自己亲自开车到机场去接我。你想想看，这是什么感受？
But an elder says no, he will himself will go pick him the minister up at the airport. What kind of feeling is this?
各位，所以你读圣经要读出真正的意义来，你要有一些人生经历的。你想想看，对不对？
And so we have to study the Bible more in depth.
那我亲自去，我不让你们去。他把儿子们留下，他自己去追啊。
And so he did not send his sons to go meet the man of God. He himself, the old prophet, went to pursue after the man of God.
第三个线索，我们再看十八节前半节。
And so the next is if we look at verse 18.
当见面之后，这个老先知对这个神人讲的话。
And we see the words that this old prophet says to the man of God.
你们看起来会不会觉得很怪？
Do you not think that it's very strange?
我告诉你，比如说，你来到教会，然后有人看到你的儿女或孙子。
And so, for example, if you come to church and someone sees your child or your grandchildren,
我们会说啊，你的孙子长得很跟你一样，还是你长得跟你孙子一样？
Would you say that your grandchildren looks like you, or would you say that your grandchildren looks like you look like your grandchildren.
你们觉得哪一种比较正常？
Which is more normal?
这样懂了吧？你再看十八节前半节不太正常哦。
And so if we look at the first half of verse 18, it does not sound too normal.
我再举一个例子啊，因为你这样要想下去才知道，你才领受很多。比如说我们台总的总负责，我借赵长老讲一讲啊，赵明阳长老啊。
And so, if the chairman of the Taiwan U.S. Taiwan GA,
哦，他是我的资深前辈，多当我二三十年的传道，对不对？
He is a minister that is 20-30 years more senior than I am.
我到总会如果去遇到他
，If I were to go to General Assembly to meet him,
他如果对我说一句说啊，你来当传道跟我一样，我就很高兴啦。
If the elderly minister said to me that, you are a preacher like I am, I would be very happy to hear this.
我被这么尊重的长辈说，我跟他一样，我晚辈我觉得很高兴啊。
And so, as someone more senior, say that we are the same as someone who is more junior, I would be very fulfilled.
现在换成这个老先知的讲法，你再感受一下。
But now, if we look at the words of the old prophet, let's think about it.
我到总会去照章了，遇到我说。啊，来传道，我当传道跟你一样。
And so if I were to run into the chairman of the Taiwan GA and I tell him that, oh, I'm a preacher just like you.
你能感受得出来吗？
Can you feel the difference?
如果你是这个年轻人的话，你会不会开始轻飘飘的，感觉很舒服，备受尊重，会不会？
And so, if you were the younger prophet, would you not feel very proud to be associated like this?
哎，都不会，那你们社会混的经历不太够哦。我相信一定会的。你了解我在讲什么吗
？I believe everyone would feel this way.
我告诉你，这就是人的软弱。
And so, this is the weakness of man.
人的软弱是什么
？What is the weakness?
这个人如果看不起我，不尊重我，我感受得出来，我通常也不会很尊重他。
And so,
就是这样子，人来人往啊。
And so, if someone, I feel that someone does not respect me or honor me, I would not respect them because this is a mutual interaction.
我们人的另外一种软弱就是，不管你跟他熟跟不熟，你自然而然也会去很尊重那很尊重你的人，会不会这样子
？And so, whether we are familiar with the person or not, we tend to respect more those who respect us.
我们告诉你，这个华语叫做人情世故啦。 人情呢。
And so these are human relationships.
人情就在这里。
And so this is the human relationships, emotions.
人情如果影响了，你看哦，所以这个神人本来一开始还有点坚持神的话。
And so we see that in the beginning, the man of God is determined in the word of
God. 当这个人情开始长大影响之后，他就开始变了，开始变了。
And so when this emotion from human relationship starts to grow and expand, things change.
我们讲到这里就是先有一个小结论哈。
And so first we'll make a minor conclusion.
我们如果要判断世上的事情，还会受到人情的影响。因为这个人跟你好，你就觉得他对；因为那个人跟我不好，我就觉得他不对，很危险。
And so if we were to make a choice and we are affected by our emotions towards other people, then whether they treat us well or not, then this is wrong.
这个我们华语叫做因人立言，因人废言。因这个人我觉得 OK 的，他讲的都是对的。
And so if I like this person, then whatever he says is fine.
因为我讨厌他，他对我不好，他讲的什么都是错的。
And but if I do not like someone, whatever he says is wrong.
我告诉你，基督徒这样子会死很快啊。
If you are a Christian, you will not last long like this.
因为主耶稣说，连法利赛人、经师讲的话，你们都要听，还记得吗？
Because Jesus says that you must even listen to the Pharisees and the scribes.
只是他们说出来，自己做不到，把担子自己担不起的担子放在别人身上，就是这样子而已，要听。
You have to listen to them. It's just that they do not do what they say. They put this unnecessary load and burden on others.
但是事情没这么简单，我们继续看下去。
But we see things are not as simple as it seems.
我们刚才提到了一句话说，外面来的贼很容易躲，里面来的贼不容易防备。
So we say it's easy to avoid the thieves from outside, but it's hard to prevent against the inside thieves.
我先跟大家说，我小弟讲这句话不是要我们把所有接近我们的人都当成贼，绝对没有这个意思。
I'm not saying that you consider everyone close to you as thieves.
我只是说这两个贼他们的差异在哪里。
I'm just trying to differentiate the difference between the thieves.
他们一样都要偷你的东西，都一样啊。
The mission is still the same. They want to steal your things.
他们偷的时候也都是用手放进自己的袋子里啊。
And the method in which they steal is the same that they use their hands to
put it inside. 所以他们的手法根本没有差别。
And so their handiwork is the same.
差在哪里？差在那个被偷的人，他的心态跟防备。大家能够理解吗？只有差在这里而已啊。
And the only difference is what the person who is stealing and then how you prevent against the person stealing.
这提醒我们对于所有在我们眼前的人，不管亲近认不认识，都要有一样的判断跟态度。
And so this is to say that for everyone in front of us, whether we like them or not, we must have the same discernment.
不因他的名声，不因他的地位。
Not by reputation nor by their status.
不因他跟我的关系好不好，都不行的。
Doesn't matter whether we have a good relationship or not.
你想一想，如果我们今天这样子判断错误，损失的只是有形的财产，那也就算了。
And so if we were to make the wrong judgment, the worst is that we lose our wealth, but then that can always be recovered.
如果我们失去的是灵命，那就完了。
But if we were to lose our spiritual life, then this would be greater, even worse.
你们没有听过很多帮别人做保，后来很惨的例子。
And so have you heard of those who have been assurance for others, a guarantor?
连我们旧约的经文都说不要愚蠢到与人击掌作保啊，有没有？
And so even the Old Testament says you should not be a guarantor for anyone else.
我问大家，你跟他作保的时候是因为你跟他关系很不好，很讨厌他才为他作保的吗？
Would you be a guarantor for someone because you have a bad relationship, because you do not like them?
是吗？
Would it be?
不是，是因为你喜欢他，很信任他，跟他很亲近的时候，才会做那个保，是不是这样子？
Instead is actually because you like them, therefore you would be their guarantor.
这是关键啊。
And so this is the critical point.
好，我们再继续看下去哦。
And so if we look down, continue down.
刚才我们提到18节哦，这个我也是什么和你一样，这一句话好厉害啊。
And so in verse 18 it says, I too am like you. And this phrase is very dangerous.
这个东西开始成为迷惑的开始，等一下还有更大的迷惑。
And so this is the beginning of going astray.
我们想想到今天为止，我们在座各位，你一定会常常听到这样的话，常常。
I believe all of us often hear this phrase.
我讲几句啊。
I'll give some examples.
信什么宗教不都一样是劝人为善的吗？有没有听过？
Does it matter what religion we are? They all promote good deeds.
我跟你一样都是信耶稣的，什么教会不都一样吗？有没有听过？
Like you, I believe in Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what church we go to.
我们一样都是奉主的名在行善，什么洗礼不都是一样的吗？有没有听过？
I am like you that we all do good deeds in the name of Jesus Christ.
星期天也是敬拜，安息日也是敬拜，我跟你都一样，都在敬拜神啊，有什么差别？有没有听过？
We are all, I'm like you, I worship Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter whether it's Saturday or Sunday.
我告诉你，我不知道在讲，再讲一个小时也都是很多话讲不完啊。
We could continue on like this for over an hour.
这句话好厉害。
This one phrase is very dangerous.
大家想一想，跟我们讲这些话的人是坏人吗？
So I ask you, is the person who's saying this to us a bad person?
我认为都没有一个坏人，没有一个坏人。
I believe there are no bad people.
我认为他们大多数都是动机良善的好人。
I believe everyone has good intentions.
他们是好心啊。
They say this out of the goodness of their hearts.
我也曾经接过外教会的牧师来邀请我要把圣诞节的几节聚会让我来讲啊。
I've received invitations from other denomination ministers to ask me to give their message on Christmas Day.
赖牧师，我跟你一样都是耶稣基督的仆人啊，我厉不厉害？我做的不是仆人哎。
I'm like you. I am. They will say I am like you. I am also a servant of Lord Jesus Christ.
我相信他这么说一定是好人，他好心的。
I believe they say this out of good intention, and they are good people.
他只是单纯想跟我合作，想要跟我关系再亲近一点。
They just innocently want to work closer with me and to draw closer to me.
当我在讲这个事迹的时候，有人跑来跟我讲说，传道，我看这个老先知跟你不一样。
And so, when I talk about this, one time someone said to me, I feel that you are different from the old prophet.
第一个，我认为他是出于嫉妒。
Because one, they will say he's out of jealousy.
第二个，我觉得这个老先知很鬼，用心诡诈，要设计他。
The second is that he has evil intentions, want to harm the other.
各位，如果是往这个方向想的话，我觉得没有什么特别的教训啊，因为就是个大坏蛋嘛。
If you think this way, there's no special teaching because this is just a bad person.
可是你们知道吗？我觉得我们看圣经里面每个人都要想成跟我们是一样性情的，你才能有所获得啊。
And so, if we study the Bible, we need to have the mindset that we are similar to these people, then we have something to learn.
当我们看这个老先知是这么诡诈、邪恶到用心要设害一个设陷一个同工的时候，这种人很少见的啊。
And so, if we have the mindset that this old prophet is crafty with harmful intentions, then this is someone that we rarely meet.
有些人告诉我说：“哎，你们等一下，我们再读。我们先把后面读完好不好？我再继续讲了哈。
”So we will read the rest of the story, and then we'll continue to talk.
好，我们从十九节一直看到三十二节。麻烦你十九节到三十二节。
Okay, so verses 19 to 32. Verse 19, so he went back with him and ate bread in his house and drank water. 20, now it happened as they sat at the table that the word of the Lord came to the prophet who had brought him back. 21, and he cried out to the man of God who came from Judah, saying, Thus says the Lord, because you have disobeyed the word of the Lord and have not kept the commandment which the Lord your God commanded you, 22, but you came back, ate bread, and drank water in the place which the Lord said to you, Eat no bread and drink no water. Your corpse shall not come to the tomb of your fathers. 23, so it was after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk that he saddled the donkey for him, the prophet whom he had brought back. 24, when he was gone, a lion met him on the road and killed him, and his corpse was thrown on the road, and the donkey stood by it. The lion also stood by the corpse. 25.And there men passed by and saw the corpse thrown on the road and the lion standing by the corpse. Then they went and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. 26. Now when the prophet who had brought him back from the way heard it, he said, It is a man of God who was disobedient to the way of the Lord, to the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord has delivered him to the lion which has torn him and killed him according to the word of the Lord which he has spoke to him. 27. And he spoke to his son saying, Saddle the donkey for me. So they saddled it. 28.Then he went and found his corpse thrown on the road, and the donkey and the lion standing by the corpse. The lion had not eaten the corpse nor torn the donkey. 29. And the prophet took up the corpse of the man of God, laid it on the donkey, and brought it back. So the old prophet came to the city to mourn and to bury him. 30. Then he laid the corpse in his own tomb, and they mourned over him, saying, "Alas, my brother." 31. So it was after he had buried him that he spoke to his son, saying, "When I am dead, then bury me in the tomb where the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones." 32. For the saying which he cried out by the word of the Lord against the altar in Bethel and against all the shrines on the high places which are in the cities of Samaria will surely come to pass.
Amen. 好，我们把所有的故事都看完了。
And so we've read the rest of the story.
大家看一看这个老先知。老先知他后来讲的是八节后半的这句话。
And so if we look at what he said, the old prophet said in the last half of verse 18.
我们这样整个故事都看完，你觉得十八节后半的这句话是真的还是假的？
And so if you look at verse 18 and after reading the entire story, do you feel that what he said is true or not?
这不是真的吗？
It is not true.
对不对？
Right?
如果是真的话，根本那个神人不会死啊。
If it were true, then the man of God would not have died.
我们现在先想下去，等一下回到这一点。
And so let's think about this, and then we'll come back to it later.
大家想一想，老先知为什么突然冒出这句话？
And so let us think about why did the old prophet suddenly say this?
因为老先知哦，他心里面有个目的跟动机。
Because the old prophet has a motive inside of him.
哦，这我前几节没有讲，我现在分析清楚一点哦。他的老先生真的是很想跟这个年轻的同工碰面相处一段时间。
So this old prophet wanted to interact with the man of God for a period of time.
这个两千多年前，这个没有网络可以听见证、看见证，你晓得吧
？And so 2,000 years ago, there's no internet to see or to recording of.
也没有圣灵月刊，也没有马纳月刊呐、啊，都没有啊。
There's no Holy Spirit monthly or manna for him to read.
所以他听到神借着他行出这种事，他一定是很羡慕，想要亲眼见一见这个同工，听他做见证。我自己心里面是这样想的，好心好意啊。
I think that since he heard of him by the word of mouth, he wanted to go meet this man of God.
可是他一去，没想到那个神人先跟他讲，神的话是这样交代的。
He did not imagine that once he found him, that the man of God would tell him, "No, I cannot."
我想那时候他突然听到这一句话，他心里面很失望。哇，那我就目的落空啦、啊，没办法跟请他跟我一起回去接待啊。
The old prophet heard this, he was disappointed and would have thought, "Oh, I came for nothing."
所以他权宜之计，马上讲了一句不是真的话，希望自己好心好意能够完成这个目的，把神人接待回去。
And he suddenly blurted out this line to try to get the man of God to come back with him.
结果后来我们先讲神人死了。
And then first we'll talk about how the man of God
有人告诉我说，这个老先知啊，嫉妒人，内心诡诈。我不这么看的，你们再看结果是什么。
And I do not think that this old prophet was jealous or that he had evil intentions inside his heart.
有人说他后来哀哭，要把他埋起来，那是因为心里面愧疚。
And some people say that, oh, he cried and he buried the man of God because of remorse in his heart.
我请问在座的同龄们，你们都没有得罪过人吗？
So I ask everyone, have you not offended someone else?
心里面没有愧疚过吗？
Have you not hurt someone else?
我们有谁会愧疚到交代儿孙以后把我跟他尸体埋在一起的？
Have you ever regretted doing something to someone that to the point where you give your tomb to that person and be buried together?
不会这样吧？
I do not think this would ever happen.
我可能会愧疚，会善待他的家属，会做很多另外的好事来弥补。
And so maybe out of my regret, I will do something kind to the family, or I try to do something nice.
在西方跟东方的以前跟现在历史上，你有听过谁愧疚到说为他哭那么久，还把我跟他埋在一起？有这样子的吗？
Have you ever throughout her, all the history of the world heard anyone who has a remorse to the point where that they would be buried together?
是一开始想要让他死，世界上有这种人吗？我看连希特勒都不会啊。
And anyone who was so evil that wanted to kill them but yet regretted and still want to be buried with them.
我觉得这个老先知真的是本来是动机好的，只是他做了这件事情变成那个神人的试探。
And so I believe that what he did was out of good intention, but it was a tempted the man of God.
啊，我们现在要得到教训啊。
And so here's the teaching.
大家有没有发觉？所以任何的真心跟好意都不能放在真理之上，一定要记得这句话。
And so any kind of a good intention cannot be placed over the truth.
很多人讨论到后来都在讨论说，哎呀，我的动机是不是好的？他的目的是不是好的？都在讨论这种问题。
And so many times when we discuss, we always ask, do they have good motivation?
好像只要我的动机是良善的，我的做法上就可以很多空间。
So it's almost saying that if as long as they have good intentions, I have much room for error.
大家知道白色巧克力吧？
We all know white chocolate.
你们有没有听过白色谎言？
Have you not heard of white lies, little white lies?
有没有听过？
Have you heard of little white lies?
还是只有我们台湾这样子用？白色谎言就是说没有打算要害对方而改造的言语。
And so, little white lies are, it's not any, it does not cause any harm to any person.
今天这种改造的话，有时候变成在圣经上的解释也会这样子。
And so, these kind of misinterpretations can often occur when reading the Bible.
动机良善，想要更快传福音，让更多人来到教会，所以把一些觉得不方便的，像刚才传道讲那个秋坛啊，弄得很方便，把那些东西给改啦。
And so, in an effort to preach the gospel and bring more people to church, you change, like we discussed earlier, that high places were out of convenience.
大家要知道，我们今天如果要冲高受洗人数，很容易的。
It'd be very easy if we wanted to increase the number of people being baptized.
也不用问他认不认识耶稣基督。
You don't need to ask him if they believe in Jesus Christ.
也不用问他知不知道为什么要受洗。
You do not need to ask them, do they want to be baptized?
也不用那么麻烦带到活水跟海边去。
And you do not even need to bring them to living water.
就像我知道有些人在路上一走抓进来水一滴你就是基督徒啦。
Like some people, they just grab people off the street and then they just sprinkle water on them and they are now
proclaimed a Christian. 我们这是受洗260个。
We have baptized 260 people.
台湾还有那个消防车的在体育馆用喷水的，你晓得吗？
And so some people in Taiwan, they have some cars that spray water also to sprinkle others.
他好心啊，他想要所有人都得救啊。
And this is all out of good intention for everyone to be saved.
他能布道大会完就说，立志要信主的留下来。
And so after a large evangelical service, they will say, if you want to believe, stay behind.
去借那个消防车啦，啪撒哇，大家都洗礼完了。
And then they borrow a fire truck, and then they just spray water on everyone remaining.
这就是侯传道讲的那个秋坛啊。
And so this is the high places that Preacher Ho was talking about.
跟老先知一样这么好心啊。
And just like the old prophet with good intentions.
我们还记得主耶稣怎么讲的吗？
And do we remember what Lord Jesus Christ
我们来看马太福音五章三十七节。
If we look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 37.
马太福音五章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 37.
你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是。若再多说，就是出于那恶者。Amen.
But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. Whatever is more than these is from the evil one.
大家注意哦，这里有没有说，如果你的动机良善？说的那些不是的话，就是出于那白色的恶者，有这样讲吗？有白色的恶者吗？
It does not say that as long as you have good intentions, and it does not talk about the little white lie evil ones.
没有，神就是就是，不是就不是。
And so it is, Jesus only says yes be yes and your no no.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们发觉今天有很多其他基督教派的朋友们真的很热心，很有爱心。
And so yes, we have friends who are Christians in other denominations, and yes, they are very loving and kind.
甚至我们承认他们某些人在传教上比我们积极好几倍。
And yes, we confess that they are more fervent in evangelizing over us.
我告诉你们，我不相信他们是坏人。
I tell you, I do not believe they are evil.
我相信他们是好人。
I believe they are good people.
他们是真心跟好意的。
And they do it out of a good and pure heart.
但是他们所传的却不一定都是完整出自于神的话语跟圣经。
But what they preach does not necessarily come from the truth of God.
甚至有时候在解释上，为了不要让听的人太难过，自己稍微修改过了。
And even for the sake of not hurting anyone in the congregation, they will change the word of God.
我诚实跟大家讲，我当传道最难过的事情是什么？
I might have mentioned in the past that my most hurtful time as a preacher.
我明明知道台底下坐着好几个已经离婚过的同龄。
That I knew in the congregation there were those who have been divorced.
这些人人很好。
And they are a very good people.
他们的婚姻状况都不一样。
Everyone has a different family situation.
我真的很不想站在讲台上再讲说离婚是得罪神的事，这对我来讲有什么好处？
And so it's very difficult for me to say that divorce is a sin before God. What benefit does it have before me?
我讲得很痛苦，我看到他们在台下流眼泪。
And it was very difficult for me to say on the pulpit, and I saw them shedding tears in the pulpit, in the pews.
你们觉得，所以我不应该讲了吗？
And so should it be that I should not have said?
有很多领会者就把这一部分拿掉了，讲得太痛苦了，让别人痛苦。
Some sermonizers will remove this because it causes too much pain.
我要是把这个渐渐拿掉好几年都不讲的话，你看我们的下一代会怎么样？
But if I were to remove this from all my sermons, what would the next generation be like?
我的好心是怕你受伤害。
That out of my intentions, I do not want you to be hurt.
可是我为什么还要讲，讲得这么难过？
But why do I have to say such a painful message?
因为在台上讲是奉主耶稣圣名在讲的啊。
Because the message I say on the pulpit is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
即使讲到撕心裂肺，你都必须完整讲出神的话。
And so no matter how painful it is, you must speak the complete truth of God.
我跟他们一样痛苦啊。
And I am suffering with them.
但是神的话是不能更改的。
But the word of God cannot be changed.
大家能够体会吗？
Can you feel understand this?
讲道有时候很痛苦的。
Giving sermon can be very painful.
可是我们不能因为要让自己跟别人比较舒服一点，就开始修改或用另外一种方式在解经。
We cannot change the word of God or have another explanation just because we want a better relationship with others.
我们现在要进入下一个重点。那如果因为在我来看。我们都是类似神人啊。
And so, another way when we look back at the story is that we are all the man of God.
我们都一样被神拣选。
We are all chosen by God.
我们都从神领受了他的话语，有没有？
And we have all received the word of God.
我们还有圣工在身，就是要往普天下传福音。
And that we have received the commission to preach the gospel to all ends of the earth.
我们还预备将来要得救进天国。
That we are preparing to go into the heavenly kingdom.
从某一个角度看，我们都跟神人差不多啊。
And so from every perspective, we are like the man of God.
那假如换位思考，今天我是这个神人的话，我要怎么分辨呢？
But if I were the man of God, how would I discern?
大家有没有发觉世界上哪一种话最难辨
and,
最难分辨
What is the hardest words to discern in the world?
如果你知道他是道教徒的话，他讲的话你一开始就打问号了，不容易受骗，对不对？
If a Taoist tried to preach to you right away, you knew because they're a Taoist, you would question them.
你知道他是佛教徒的朋友，伊斯兰教的朋友，你一开始就会很谨慎了。
If your friend were Buddhist or Muslim, right away you'd be very on guard.
全部都是假话，很容易分辨的。
And so when everything is a lie, you can be clear on this.
世界上最难分辨的东西是，几乎九成以上是真的，只有几趴以下是假的。
The hardest to discern is when 90% of them are the words are true, but there's a remaining percentage that are false.
你们觉得是不是这样子？
Isn't this the true?
世界上最会利用这一招的，我告诉你是谁，就是撒旦，最会。
And who is the most crafty when it comes to this technique? It is Satan.
你看亚当怎么堕落的？
How is it that Adam became corrupt?
你看那个撒旦多会讲话，他只在他没有更改，他没有说自己的话哦。
And we see Satan that he how crafty he was. He didn't change the word. He still used the word of God.
他也没有大幅更改神的话。
He did not majorly change the word of God.
他没有说。我告诉你呢，善恶果吃的会更聪明，绝对不会死。他不是这样讲的。
He did not say that you will not die if you you will not be wiser if you ate of the fruit of the tree of good.
你看撒旦从头到尾，他都用一个伎俩，他都拿神的话来，里面只更改不到一趴的部分。我分析给你听啊。
And so we see that Satan employs this method where he uses the word of God, but he changes a very minor section.
神对亚当说，善恶果树是。你吃的日子必定死，有没有？
And God said to Adam, the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
那是指灵命啊，灵的死啊。
And that is the spiritual death.
你看那个古蛇，他说，他只加了一个字，他把神的话拿来只加了一个字，厉不厉害？
And so the serpent, he only added one word to this.
你吃的日子加了不，不必定死，就完成了。
And that if you, you will not surely die.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你要知道，我们今天在这个环境里面面临最大的挑战是这个。
And so, brothers and sisters, we have to understand this is the greatest trial, this the greatest issue that we face.
来，我们看一下那个《列王记上》十三章，樱花结束了哈。
Turn back to First Kings chapter 13.
我们看一下十八节
，verse 18.
我们分析一下。
Let's share about this.
老先知对他说：“我也是先知，和你一样，这是不是真的
？”And so, when the prophet, old prophet says, "I too am a prophet as you are," is this correct?
这是真的，对不对
？This is true.
好，接下来有天使奉主的命对我说：“你去把他带回你的家，叫他吃饭喝水。”这是不是真的
？An angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, "Bring him back to with you to your house that he may eat and drink." Is this true?
这不是真的，可是这个见证听起来。Powerful, 有没有？还有神，还有启示啊，还有天使啊。
And so, this is not true, but because he invoked that an angel and God, and so it sounds very powerful.
接下来看二十节。
If we look at verse 20.
二人坐席的时候，主的话临到那带神人回来。好，二十节看到二十二节，这讲的是不是真的
？And so, the words found in verses 20 to 22 are these true?
对啊，是真的哦。
It is true.
你看。所以他的假话只占了里面一小部分。
And so we see that the lie that he spoke is only a small portion of his all his words.
但是我在继续讲下去之前啊，我要先解决一个问题。
But before I continue on, there's a problem.
因为我们当中有人可能就会想说，哎，这个老先知圣经写说他明明说出谎话了，为什么神还借着他的口在启示真话？有没有想这个问题
？And so the question is, this prophet clearly state the Bible states that he lied, and yet God used the old prophet to speak a prophecy.
我告诉你，这完全不是问题。
And so I say this is not a
这也跟等一下我们要得到的结论完全不相干。我先解释一下。
And this is not related to our conclusion, but I want to explain.
我问你们，主耶稣说法利赛人跟文士讲的话，你们要不要听？主耶稣有没有这样讲
Did Jesus ask, should we follow after the words of the Pharisees and the scribes?
他自己信仰有个问题，但是他讲的很多话也是从本来神的话语来的。
And so even though the Pharisees and scribes have issues with their faith, but they speak the words of God.
圣经里面有多少人在讲神的话？
In the Bible, how many people speak the words of God?
有没有那个法老尼哥，还记得吗？他要去打以色列人，结果神启示他，啊，这个你们不熟，不要讲了啦，哈。那个，我问大家，《古列王》你们有看过吗？《以斯拉记》第一章，《以赛亚书》四十三四章。
King Cyrus, in Ezra chapter 1, and then also Isaiah 45.
不要翻翻，这样时间不够。那个《古列王》，他说是神叫他要让以色列人民回去重建圣殿。
And so King Cyrus, it was God who told him to go back, Israel to go back to their hometown and build the temple.
各位，这个启示是不是真的
？Is this prophecy true?
是啊，诸先知见证这个启示是真的。
And yes, this testimony is true.
那我问大家，古列王又叫居鲁士二世大皇帝，他是犹太教徒吗？
And so, King Cyrus, King Darius, is he a Jew?
他不是。
He is not.
他是多神教的信徒。
He is a outside.
就是崇拜多神的，不是崇拜独一真神的。
He worshipped many other gods.
他到这边讲这种话，到另外一边就讲另外一种话。
And so he spoke one way to one group, and he spoke another way to another group.
所以以赛亚书神才说。他虽不认识我，我也要束他的腰带。
And so Isaiah says that even though he does not know me, I will gird up his loins.
神直接说这个古列王根本不认识他，可是他还是把他招来了，让他执行指令。大家回去再翻圣经了哈。
And so God says that even though he does not know me, I have called him and I've used him.
因为古列皇帝执行的是怀柔政策，这我们不再讲下去了。 就是对各民族都是温柔的政策，安定他的帝国。
And so, because the way King Cyrus treated the people, all the people that he had control over, he treated them nicely.
所以这个还有台湾很多见证哦，有人拜了好多神啊。
And so in Taiwan, there are many testimonies, people who worship many gods.
拜到那个庙都觉得他没有办法了。
Even to the point where the temple feels there's nothing else.
对，那他就问神明，那个庙里面有那个庙公。就是类似教会里面的牧师啊，拜偶像的头头啊。
And so there are those who are the head of the idol worshiping temple.
跟我们好多弟兄姐妹说，你拜拜没有用的，你只能去教会信耶稣了。你没有听过这种见证吗？
The Christians saying you cannot even. There's no point in you worshiping here. Go believe in Jesus.
有啊，不止一例，有好多个啊。
It has not happened many. It has many times.
我注目过的教会就很不少。
In the church that I watch over, many testimonies.
那个庙公他讲的话是魔鬼叫他讲的吗？
And so the words spoken by the head of the idol worshiping temple, the words that he spoke, are they given to him by Satan?
所以是魔鬼在传福音，叫人来信耶稣，是这样子吗？
Is it Satan who is preaching the gospel for Jesus Christ?
不是啊，我认为那个时候是神感动他讲出来的，有没有？
I feel that it is God who moved this person in the temple to say these words.
如果我们知道这样子，再来看这个老先知，神在借着他的口传他的话，一点问题都没有，这样大家能理解的吗？
And so if for the old prophet, if God had used him to speak the words given to him, then there would be no problem.
但是真正的重点是什么？
But what is the most important point?
我说过我们那是神人，我们怎么分辨，这才是重点啊。
If we were the man of God, how do we discern?
哇，传道那真假话插在一起，我怎么知道他做的见证是真的假的？
And so, if they combine the true with the false, and how do I know what is right and what is wrong?
你们觉得容不容易分辨？
I ask you, is it easy to discern?
给你们想五秒钟啊，容不容易分辨？
If we think about it, is it easy to discern?
很容易。
It is easy.
我问你们，这个神人一开始有没有亲自从神领受神的话？
In the beginning, did not the man of God already receive a word directly from God himself?
有吗？
Did he?
有。
Yes.
有就好了啊！ 你就把起初确实的信心坚持到底，这样懂了吗？希伯来书三章十四节啊。
And if we hold on to Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14, that the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
你后来又被人情影响。
But you are influenced by your human
emotions.
And then you are influenced by this outside older minister.
然后他又讲一大堆见证，那么 powerful， 又有天使的，又有神来启示他的，哇，听得很感动，流眼泪。
And then he talks about a very powerful testimony that involved angels, and you are moved to tears.
然后刚好他启示的内容又符合你自己个人的需要，我刚好肚子饿渴了。
And then the content of his testimony matches your needs, that I am hungry and I am thirsty.
那就死了，完了。
Then it's over, you're dead.
对我们来讲哦，我们很容易分辨，我们都有这一本，知道吗？
And so it's easy for us to discern because we have this Bible.
就靠这一本。
It is just by this book.
任何人在讲什么见证，有多少天使启示他怎样，只要跟这一本不一样，有任何不一样，你信都不要信。
And so if anyone gives any testimony or tells you of any stories that is different from any of the words spoken in this Bible, you should dare not believe in it.
我们都已经领受了这得救的要道啊。
And so we have already received this pathway to salvation.
所以有空再去翻加拉太书一章七节跟八节
so,
我们来看一下加拉太书七章一节一章
If we turn to Galatians chapter 1 verse 7
七节跟八节
verses 7 and 8
那并不是福音不过有些人搅扰你们要把基督的福音更改了第八节
verse 8
但无论是我们是天上来的使者若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们不同他就应当被咒诅 Amen 大家有发觉哦保罗讲的话很重啊。
And so Paul speaks very sternly here.
他讲说有人在传福音，可是那些人传的不是佛教跟道教哦。
And so if he talks about other people who preach and they are not preaching about Taoism or Islam.
他传的也是福音，有注意到吗？
They are also preaching a gospel.
所以可见也是要人家上天国，要人家得救，要人家信耶稣，都是在讲这些啊。
And so they are also desiring that people to believe in Jesus to go to heaven.
2000年前就有这种问题。
And 2000 years ago this problem already existed.
他是在传福音啊。
He is preaching the gospel.
而且那个福音跟我们是不一样的福音，可能差只有差一点而已啊。
But the gospel that he is preaching is different from ours. Maybe it's only a minor difference.
我们今天讲话都要不敢像保罗这么重啊。
Today we dare not speak as boldly as Paul does.
我们都要不敢说外教派的朋友传的如果跟这个圣经不一样，都要被咒诅。我今天马上被检讨。
We dare not say that other Christian denominations that they preach another gospel, then they are accursed.
保罗讲很重，不止这里，还有其他经我们不翻了。
Not just here, but in other verses.
有人告诉我说，传道外面的书可不可以看？
And so,
其他教会的书可不可以看？
Others will ask, is it okay for us to read other books from other
denominations? 其他教会的电视频道、福音广播节目可不可以听？
Are we allowed to watch sermons or other programs from other Christian churches?
小弟先告诉你，我不会叫你不要看、不要听，那是你的权利啊。
I will not say, yes, do not watch those because this is your right.
但是你查考圣经的程度与信仰的根基有厚道可以去分辨那5-10%的不同吗？
And so if you study the Bible and you know the word of God and you have this foundation, can you not discern that minor difference?
我问大家，我们现在很重视身体健康，对不对？
For example, we all emphasize on our physical health.
你现在要喝一杯饮料，告诉你说这里面 toxin 啊，只有 1%， 你敢喝吗？
And so if you want to drink a drink and on it it says that it's only 1% toxins, would you dare drink it？
这里面有个成分，致癌性的成分，只有 0.01%， 你敢一直喝吗？
If there is something that is 0.001% carcinogenic, would you dare drink a lot of it？
那敢喝的，等一下来找小弟哈、哦，我封你为勇士。算了，不要翻了。我们食物都这么注意，有没有？
So we are so careful with the food that we eat.
你除非一次喝很多毒，不然不会马上死的、
啊。So if unless you consume large amounts of poison, you do, will not die.
但是你容许那一点点的东西不一样的存在，每天一直喝，你会癌变。理解哦，理解吗？
But if every day you drink little by little and it causes a cancer later on.
如果你有分辨能力的话，那你去听吧，你去查考，我都不会反对啦。
And so if you have the ability to discern and you, then you can watch other programs and read other books, I will not be against it.
不然你就每天吃那个有毒的草料啊，这小绵羊，吃到后来生病死掉了，那要怪谁啊？
But if every day you consume a little poison every single day and then you die, who's to blame?
稗子跟麦子看起来差不多，稗子是有毒的，你们自己去查资料。
So the wheat and the tares, they look the same.
好了，所以我讲到这里，时间到了，要做结论了。
And so now that time's up, I need to make a conclusion.
为什么我们真耶稣教会一个有真理圣灵宝贵的地方，在我们很重视神的话语。
And so what is unique and special about True Jesus Church is we emphasize on the words of God.
可是有时候我们会轻忽。
But sometimes we neglect.
过度注重爱心的人有时候会轻忽了神的圣洁。
And so those who emphasize too much on love and mercy, we overlook the truth of God.
一直强调神公义的人有时候忽略了神的怜悯。
Those who emphasize on the justice of God overlook the love and mercy of God.
重视神使命的人有时候会忘掉和睦也很重要。
Those who emphasize on the laws of God too much, they often overlook the unity.
有时候太看重信仰上自由的，他忽略了行为跟信心也是要并重的。
Sometimes those who
过度重视自由的
oh, and those who overemphasize individualism overlook that the needs the good deeds of God.
很看重侍奉的，他忘了灵修。
And so those who emphasize too much on servitude overlook cultivation.
一直在强调福气的，他却忘了神也会安排人经历患难。
And those who overemphasize blessings, they look down, they overlook tribulations.
有些很喜欢敬拜的气氛的，他忘了真理更重要。
Those who emphasize on worship sometimes overlook the truth.
我们不要讲去了。最后有没有很多经文描写那一只狮子？有没有？我们把这个做结论。很多经文在描写那一只狮子。
There are many verses that talk about the lion.
为什么描写那么多？因为那只狮子是神迹。
Because the lion is it's describing the lion because it is a miracle.
我们发觉它不是出于动物本能。
We see he does not have the nature of an animal.
因为动物会发动这种攻击，第一个是凶性大发，有没有？
Because an animal of this nature is very violent.
可是那一只驴好好的站在他旁边，证明他不是凶性大发。
But we see that the lion stands by the corpse.
第二个他发动攻击是因为他肚子饿。
And so he did this because his stomach was hungry.
可是他连一口肉都没有咬，证明他不是肚子饿。
But he did not even take a single bite of the corpse, and so he was not hungry.
所以那一只狮子在那里，我想他也不知道为什么，我怎么会这样子？不知道为什么。
And so I feel that the lion, he was stunned. He did not know why he was there.
因为是神允许的。
Because it is that God allowed it.
那一只狮子就是在。预表了后来我们在彼得前书五章八节不要翻的啦齁讲的那一只狮子啊。
And so, it is, as, First Peter chapter 5 verse 8, it is talking about that lion.
那你说我们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行。
And so that, your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion.
寻找可吞吃的人。
Seeking, whom he may devour.
如果我们真的这么重视神的话语我们就不会给狮子攻击的机会。
If we truly emphasize on the word of God, we will not give Satan an opportunity to devour us.
除非我们像这个神人一样轻忽了给狮子留地步了。
Unless we are like the man of God that we have neglected and given Satan an opportunity.
好，我们就见证到这里。
And so we will conclude our sharing here.
等一下是祷告会，所以我们现在默祷结束，请大家一同默祷。
So we will conclude with a silent prayer.